era.
One step away. Every time I feel the pain, one step away. One step away. When I feel confusion in my mind, one step away. That's all it is. Tired of telling you, you have me. When I know you really don't. I'm tired of telling you, I'll follow. When I know I really won't. Jesus. So I'd rather stand here speechless with no brave words to say. Cause if my silence is more truthful than my ears can hear, how to walk in your way. In the silence, you are speaking. In the quiet, I can feel the fire, and it's burning, burning deeply.
Burning deeply.
families and friends this morning. We just want to take a few minutes and just worship our Lord, our God. I'm telling you, I bless God for each and every one of you, especially on this Pentecost Sunday. I give God the glory in our families and friends all over the world, internationally. I thank God for you for choosing us to be your social media family. I want you to just take a few minutes, my God, this Pentecost Sunday. Amen. It's not the time just to run around and jump and shout, but it's the time to where God want to get intimate with you. It's the time where Abba, He want to impart something into you. The day of Pentecost, it was a day of impartation. It was a day of experience, and the heavens want you to have experience with it. Amen. We just thank God for what God is doing, and we just bless our Heavenly Father here in the United States of America. Keep your head up. Let's keep pushing, and let's keep fighting the good fight of faith. Everything else, my God Almighty, is not going to stand. Amen. But the good fight of faith is going to stand, and it's going to have the victory. I just want to praise God because we've been having some power-packed weeks. We've been having some power-packed time. And I'm telling you right now, it's not going to stop even this morning. Amen. We have our very own special guest, Dr. Yakar. She's going to be coming on later on in the segment. Amen. And break the bread of life that the Lord, amen, Yahweh, gave unto her. We thank God for what the Lord is going to do. Saints and friends, you know, we just want to go ahead and get things moving, and we just bless the living God. I want you to go ahead and shut off your TV. I know we still practicing social distancing here at ADM Ministry, but one thing I do know, that the Holy Ghost in the spirit of our Father is everywhere. He is in your house, in your car, on your job. It doesn't matter. My God, we all commune together in the spirit under Him. So I challenge you today to tap into the presence of God. I challenge you today to tap into the spirit of the Father. Amen. And I'm telling you, you're going to begin to receive, my God Almighty, what you're looking for. He don't need no commercial building to be a miracle worker, to be a healer, to be a deliverer. He don't need no commercial or no band to be behind him, my God Almighty, to break the change of generation curse, to break the change of generation cycle. I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. It is so, and it will happen. Amen. God bless you once again. Listen, before we move forward, I'm going to call on Evangelist Elect, amen, Nita, to go ahead and open us up with prayer. God bless you, Evangelist.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God bless you, Evangelist. If your phone on mute, please take it off of mute.
We thank you this morning, Father. Just bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you, our El Shaddai, Father God, our El Roha, Father God, that you are here, Father God. You are the one and only, Father God, that being our protector, Father God. You are our shepherd, Father God. And on this morning, Father God, we call on your name, Lord Jesus. We call on your name, Abba, Father. We call on you, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being a hedge of protection, Father God, through the midst of this chaos, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our safety net right now, Father God, keeping us and giving us peace, Father God, through the midst of this storm, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our sovereign God, Father God. Lord, we are nothing without you, Father God. And Lord, as we come up this morning, Lord Jesus, we thank you for protecting us with your full armor of God, Father God, allowing us, Father God, to identify the things, Father God, the principalities, Father God, everything that's going on right now, Father God. And Lord, as we are here today, Lord, we thank you, Father. We invite you into our presence, Father God. We invite you, Father God. Speak the true and unadulterated word, Father God. Something that's needed right now, Father God. We need a right word right now, Father God. We need a right now word, Father God. We need a word, Father God, that's going to bring us peace, Father God. We need a word, Father God, to let us know, Lord, that you are right here with us, Father, that you have not forsaken us, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for the woman of God, Lord Jesus, that will be bringing us, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to just build her up, Father God. Let the blessings, let everything that you poured in, Father God, be released, Father God. Release, Father God. Let it come out into the atmosphere, Father God.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, you are everything, Father God. We need your consuming fire right now, Father God. Need it, Lord Jesus, more than anything, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the platform that you have built, Father God, to prepare us for times such as this, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for everything you have downloaded into Apostle Simple, Father. And he's obedient, Lord Jesus, to spread your goodness, Father God. He's obedient, Father God, to let us know what your will is, Father God, and to allow us to know where we're supposed to be, Father God. So we thank you on this beautiful morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your mercy, your saving grace, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your endless love, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your warring angels, Father God, that's in the north, south, east, and west, Father God, that's lifting us up, Father God, so we will not even stump our foot, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for them not allowing us, Father God, to drown in this wave that's coming, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your mercy, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And Father, as we go into this sermon today, Lord, we ask you to renew our minds, Father God. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, Father God. And Lord, any obstacle that may be standing in the way, Father, for us to receive, Lord Jesus, we ask you to move it right now in the name of Jesus. We come to you, Father God, with purity, Father God. We come to you, Father God, in holiness, Father God, knowing, Lord Jesus, that you are our everything. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I dare you to take a few minutes and just worship the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Might worship the Lord right there where you are. I dare you to take a few minutes and allow the presence of God into your dwelling places. I dare you to allow him to have free range in your home, in your living room, no matter where you are all over the world, over 4,000 listeners and viewers right now. I dare you to just take a few minutes and tap into the spirit of the living God. Let us come together in worship. Let us come together in exaltation. Regardless of all that is going on, I feel the spirit of the living God is ready to tap in and paradigm shift some of your minds, some of your spirits in the name of Jesus. It is so. Where my brothers and sisters at in the United Kingdom, South America, Europe, we thank God for you as well. But I dare you right now, regardless of the time frame, you just take a few minutes and worship God in your own reality, your own intellect language in the name of Jesus, because he's still the same God today. My God, and of yesterday, he is, I am. I just want to give him the glory, and we give him the praise. I dare you, everyone that is listening right now, I dare you to worship for America. Worship for the different things in my God Almighty that is going on in America. I dare you right there in your home. Go ahead and use your platform. Go ahead and use, my God Almighty, that few minutes and just worship God. God, I bless you. We cut off, my God Almighty, that serpent of racism in the name of Jesus. We worship as the end of prayer warrior, spiritual, my God, worshiper, intercessor, get the crown before the living God this morning. I give him glory. We bless your name. We say hallelujah unto you. We just thank you, my God, for you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. My God, he is the game changer. He is, my God, the renewer. He is, my God, the Lord of the Lords. He is, my God, awesome. He is almighty. He is, my God, almighty, glorious. He is the Lord thy God, that we give him the glory. Hallelujah. For he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. Yes, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Is he anybody, my God Almighty, ready for true worship? I take you to tap in your living room. You don't need to come and meet me. You don't need to come and have me to prophesy to you, because God is ready to speak something in your life. The Lord is ready to tell you. I dare you to allow your living room to be the altar this morning. Allow your bedroom be a place of worship this morning. Allow your home to be the temple of God, my God, temple of the Lord this morning, because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I just want to give him glory. I dare you to give him glory. I dare you to give him glory. You're still here. You're still able to worship. You're still able to lift him up. You still all over the world. You're still here. Where my brothers and sisters said they still here. You're able to worship in South Africa. We give God the glory. My brothers in Asia, we thank God you're still here. My brothers and sisters in Norway, Fiji, I thank God for you, but you're still here. You can give God a worship. Give him a praise, because he is the header. He is a keeper. If we don't know now, but we know that he is a way maker. He is a protector. He is, my God Almighty, that he say he is. Somebody just go ahead and worship him, because he is. I just want to give him the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, my God, the Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We say hallelujah unto your name. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Amen. And amen. We just bless our Father, my God Almighty, this morning. It is awesome, my God, when he's given us a chance. Sometimes we take for granted that the chance that we have to just to tap into his presence, to enter into his presence. Some of us just need to ask, my God, the Lord to forgive us, because we even taken that typing in his presence for granted. Amen. But today, as the world on paradigm, as the world on a global shift, we realize what we took for granted, we shouldn't took for granted. That's just his presence alone, because we realize that tomorrow is not, my God, promised to none of us. So today I'm going to worship him on this Pentecost Sunday. Today I'm going to allow him to impart into me on this Sunday. Today it doesn't matter where I'm at in the world. It doesn't matter my nationality. My brothers and sisters, if they in America, if they in Europe, if they in Egypt, it doesn't matter. Today if they in Australia, it doesn't matter. Caesarea, it doesn't matter. We're going to worship you. We're going to worship our Lord. God, hallelujah. I feel a word. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. Today, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is so. It is so. It is so. Hallelujah. We just bless this name. My God Almighty, what an awesome shift. My God, if you have not feel welcome, we want to bring on our very own mother. Mother Helen, to bring forth our welcome. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you this morning, Pastor. Good morning. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Although we're not with you in person, but the Holy Spirit dwells everywhere. So on behalf of our apostle, Temple Spencer, the queen of the house, Lady Lakeisha Spencer, and the entire ADM family, we welcome you this morning. We thank our international listeners, the listeners in the USA, everyone that's on this line this morning, we welcome you. And we say shalom, peace be with you. In the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, again, you are very welcome.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for that welcome. and shalom to all that is listening to all over the world. Peace be with you in Jesus' name. Amen. We just thank God for that. Listen, we just want to go ahead and move forward because I truly believe that there is a burning word, my God, not only for this part of the body of Christ, but for the world. Right now, internationally, for the world, over 4,000 individuals, just about 4,000 individuals is listening in and connected right about now. But I truly believe that there is a word, my God Almighty, for the woman of God, for each and every one of you. Amen. And I know it's going to bless your soul. But before we go there, amen, we're going to go ahead and bring on any announcements that we have for the ADN family. Amen. And I know that many of you have been blessed all over the world, and we want to keep you, my God, plugged in and blessed. We're going to continue to work diligently, hard, and continue to seek God right here every morning at 7 a.m. as our evangelists begin to move forth into the things of God. We are commending our morning. We are commending, my God Almighty, the things that God done promising, that things that the Lord done promised us, we are commending. So we want you to continue to plug, my God, plug right in with us in every morning here Eastern Standard Time, amen, at 7 a.m. Then right after that, that evening, that evening, we just going to plug right back in the afternoon, 8 p.m., amen, Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to plug at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so we're going to keep on lifting up the name of the Lord. We've been in some intense teaching. We've been in some intense movement, and the Spirit of God been showing up heavily, and I love it because it's nothing behind us to pump and prime. It's nothing behind us. It's nothing but the raw power and the raw movement of the Lord. And I love every minute of it. And that's at 8 p.m. And that is on our, my God, meeting line. Amen. And as we bring in our assistant, Sister Harris, amen, Minister Harris, and she'll be able to give you the phone number, or First Lady Spencer, you should go here.
Okay. Good morning to everyone. I don't want to disrupt the spirit that's moving mightily in this place. And I'm so thankful for that. We just, as we culminate our Mental Health Awareness Month, we want to continue, ADM family, continue to keep the individuals who are living with a mental illness, continue to keep them in your prayers, especially during these times. A lot of people are going through post-traumatic stress disorder. They're going through a lot because the things are going on in this world that we cannot ignore. And it's really causing a lot of people to be scared, to be anxious. And we just want us, we know that we're all prayer warriors. We want us to just continue to keep our nation in prayer as we continue to move through not only this pandemic, but through this time that we're in. ADM, we know that we have been able to overcome so many obstacles with the power of prayer. And we want to continue to keep everybody in prayer. And again, as Apostle said, we want to continue to jump on the line at 7 a.m. as Minister Monica and Evangelist Elect brings us to the glory and allow us to help command our morning. And, of course, our great Apostle at 8 p.m., the empowerment teaching is just phenomenal. You want to go ahead and be locked in at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. and keep in mind, we are celebrating all of our ADM youth on June the 19th. So we want you all to turn in your grade reports by June the 5th, which is coming up on this Friday. Be sure to send all of your grades to Sister Harris so that you all will be counted and be celebrated. We do understand that this was definitely a challenging season, but guess what? We made it through, and we're so thankful. Nothing is too hard for God, and He kept us all, and He's going to continue to keep us all as we continue to move through this season. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Minister Harris as she has a few announcements to bring forth. Stay encouraged. We love you, ADM.
Good morning. One of the announcements I was going to say, First Lady, already spoke on, but Again, if any of our ADM members or anyone wants to have an offering for ADM, you can send it via Cash App, $ADMINC. If you want further information on where to send, if you have to mail it, you can call me or text me at 404-964-9899. And if we have any members who are still in need of assistance, you can reach out to me. Again, that number is 404-964-9899. And parents, could you please make sure that your children send their email address to me so that I can send them an invitation for the June 19th award celebration. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We thank our very own Sister Minister Harris for the announcement, and also First Lady. Amen. And let's begin to move as follow. Amen. And once again, I want to send a special shout out to our family, AD family, and also the family all over the world for plugging in. When you plug into these segments and these things to where, you know, somebody is not prophesizing to you about house cars and trying to prophesize to you about this and get you all jumped up, but giving you something that is going to sustain your life, amen, not for a temporary basis, but for a long-term basis, amen, and you are plugged in, my hat goes off to you, because it's the information that we need, amen. You could get your little high, but that's like an aspirin, but I'd rather to get on the surgery table and let God deal with my issue, that way I don't have to keep being bothered with the issue, amen, and I know some of you, my God, probably having a hard time getting on that surgery table. Let me tell you, you're doing an awesome job all over the world, and we thank God. I thank you as a man of God, as a leader in the kingdom of God. I thank you for coming to the table, and you really want to have that relationship with God that is impeccable, my God, relationship with him. So we thank God for you. Amen. I want you to do something for me right now. Amen. Just continue to have your spirit and mind in a place of worship. We already know, and many of us done been delivered. We done been healed just for having this fellowship right here where we at right now. I want to get ready to bring forth a woman of God that I know without a shadow of doubt and without no question that it's a woman of God in this time, in this day and time. And I just thank God for this woman of God being so seared with the presence of God and speak accurately as thus says God. Doesn't play with the Holy Ghost, doesn't play with the Spirit of the Father, but very submitted to it. And many of you, you're going to experience that, my God Almighty, in a few minutes. Amen. And I want you all over the world to embrace this woman of God. Not only that, I want you to bombard us, send us texts, amen, to where you could be able to contact and meet and come into engagement, because we all are working together. And one thing about it, I'm not going to promote someone that I don't think is qualified. I know that by the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of our Father, not only qualified, but also qualified to mentor, qualified, amen, to be a spiritual mother as she is with Apostle. Amen. Qualified, my God Almighty. I don't want to use the word as friend, but someone that you could talk to like a friend. Amen. Because sometimes we could get into a little place to where we'll get a little disrespected in that little friend area, but we want to keep the same integrity. Amen. So I thank God for the woman of God in her ministry. Amen. It is awesome, and it is awesome. So I introduce to you, my God Almighty, our very own Dr. Yakar. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Yakar.
Bless you. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Ooh, glory. Bless you, great man of God, the great woman of God. I call you who the Spirit of the Lord told me you were way before I met you. Temple Bishop. I thought he was talking about me being a temple, and my maiden name of my mother was Spencer. So I thought he was just saying something natural. But when we came together, there was such a move of Ruach HaKodesh, and sometimes we call him Holy Spirit. thank you.
Yes.
I bless you. I bless the family. I love you, family, ADM. We're all one in our Father God, Abba, for this opportunity. Thank you. As we go forth, if that's okay right now, I want us to begin to recognize this Moradin. We've been through Ecclesiastes to explain to us that there is a season. We're now walking in the Moradin, which is God's time. And it seems like there is a confusion and there's a mess. Now, I'm not saying our Father God did this virus. But see, as we go forth today, I just want you to listen, take notes, and go to the Word. Go to the Scriptures, and you will recognize that which our Apostle Spencer has been teaching and sharing, and those of us who understand, as we speak from 2 Chatfield Drive, Town Home B, Stone Mountain, Georgia, my home, all across this world, to our mother country, and as far off these United States, north, south, east, and west, hear what the Spirit of our Lord will say right now. This is no coincidence, because there are no coincidences. Search the Word. First, we only had 22 letters that came through our Jewish Hebraic understanding, and now when we came into the Western understanding, we added 4 more. There are no coincidences in the Lord. He either allows, permits, or sin. But what has happened right now, He has allowed in order that we might come forth and recognize the day that we're in now, and that this day will not stop. This is Pentecost. And we have been going for 3,333 times as of today. Pentecost. What is Pentecost, Yaakov? Pentecost in our Hebraic means Shavuot. But then we break it down to Pentecost, it means 50. We move from our Passover. And if you look at your word, your scripture, when you get a chance, in Leviticus 23:5, you're going to recognize how when the Spirit of the Lord sent forth and said, I want all the Israelites, I want you to kill the lamb, sacrifice him, and paint your doors. For when I, your God, come by, and I am going to strike every firstborn of the Egyptians, I won't touch you. You'll find that in Leviticus 3:23-5. And what that was picturing is for us to get ourselves into a place where Jesus the Christ, sometimes I call him Yeshua HaMashiach by his Hebraic name, he's going to shed his blood for the sin of mankind. He did that. That's why now we're moved over from Passover. And look what happened. At this time of Passover, we experienced like never before. The whole world was shut down. Now go back and look at 23 Leviticus and 5, okay? Everything was shut down. But now when we came to what day we're in, it's called Pentecost 2020. And if we look at it from the Hebraic understanding, you're going to see we're in 5780. There's not much, no more time, huh? We don't have a whole lot of time, so he's preparing those of us who will receive him and go forth and begin to tell the children of God what we need. This day is a day of gathering, and we're gathering in on the first, and we're gathering as those who would receive. Now, we've moved from a one day, which happened back in April, and it took us 49 days to get to this day. That makes 50 days from the point of Passover or the Feast of Unleavened Bread until today. What we're picturing today, children of God, all over the world. We're picturing We ask the children of the Most High God, we're pitching our Jewish Christian roots. We're pitching, receiving as they did in the Word. And I just want to use, if it's okay, if I could use from the King James Version. Now, you can go into the NIV. You can go to the Messenger. But because I said this is 3,333, I just wanted to go with the King James. And go to your Bibles and look at Acts, the second chapter, 1 through
yes.
4. It says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come. Remember now, and it says, shall. It had fully come. They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Ah, as I've been sitting here, blessing the Lord with you, hearing
yes.
those who came before, as I left worship this morning, over with my pastor celebrating Pentecost, as I go back to yesterday's Sabbath, pre-Pentecost, celebrating, preparing for this day, and we have until evening, the first start.
Yes.
That's how long we have. So if you have not yet received, been in faith, many times we don't want to teach that, but he said he was
that's
coming
right.
as a mighty and rushing wind that day. It filled
yes.
the whole house. Jesus said, I'm going to fill the whole house. Because he told the Talmud, the disciples, he said, now, I won't be able to be with you always. And John, he said, but I'll never leave you nor forsake you. How are you going to do that? Well, I want you to run to Mark 16, read the whole 16th chapter of Mark. We don't have time to do it, but watch these scriptures. He said, in my name. That's what he told them. And then in his name, what's going to happen? You're going to lay hands on the sick. You're going to speak with
that's
new
right.
tongues. What?
That's right.
Well, he came forth as he ran from Mark to John. And John said, I know you're looking for him. I'm not the one. But there's one coming who's going to baptize you in fire. Oh, and he did.
Right.
And he told the disciples. And they became telemans. They became apostles. He said to them, go up into the upper room and stay there until you have been endowed. Now, what was he talking about? He was talking about
amen.
When the rushing mighty wind. Holy Spirit is a wind. John said he's a wind. The wind
yes.
came. And all of a sudden, it filled the whole house where they were. We're going to anticipate they were sitting. They might not have been sitting. Because if you're looking sometimes, you're looking out the window, you're looking here, you're looking there. They might have been looking out the door. But they say in the old covenant, they were sitting. Then there appeared to them, it was divided tongues. And the tongues
yes.
was as a fire. And
yes.
one set upon each of them, one. That means because they were divided, it was more than one. So every person of the 120 who was up there, they all start speaking
yes.
with a different language. Woo! And all of a sudden, they began to be able to hear what the other was saying because they were speaking that language. And the other one still said like this, where you came from the north, it might have been the north of Jerusalem, the east of Jerusalem. Well, we don't know, but we know today. It might be over in Texas. It could have been down in Alabama. It could have been over in Virginia. But he has come again like fire. Oh, somebody said, house on fire. That means my house. From now we're the temple. Oh, my Father
yes.
God. God sit upon us.
Yes.
And the new language. If you've never been filled, this is the day. And don't let anybody tell you, I'll send you back to Corinthians. I'll send you back
yes.
to Acts. Go now, go in there. He said that we all shall receive him as they did that day. And he filled them with Holy Spirit. Now, I was teaching not too long ago, and
yes.
someone was sharing, it's Holy Spirit. It's Holy Spirit. It's Holy Spirit. And I was sitting there. I said, no, Father, I got to go up next. I said, well, I don't know what. He said, yes, you do.
That's why I sent you. And I'm so excited that the man of God allowed me through Holy Spirit to come today. Because sometimes people might tell you, it's Holy Spirit. Well, you know, we got to go all the way back to Genesis, where there was the Adam family. And then if you come to the television, Hollywood thought they would do an Adam family too. And the Adam family had one of their members, his name was Cousin It. Well,
amen.
We're not with the Adams family, but we came into the new covenant, where the new covenant called Holy Spirit going to John. I don't want you to just start at John 13, 14, and 15. I want you to start at 1 John. And the Word became flesh and dwelt. See, when you begin to understand, Word is Holy Spirit. Word is Yeshua HaMashiach. Word is Jesus. Then you know you're not, it's not Cousin It. So you can't keep calling the Holy Spirit It. Because if
That's
you do,
right.
He's going to sit down
right.
on you. If I was calling
right.
my great apostle, Temple Spencer, and I said, It, tell me a minute, please. He's going to look around and say, Lord, I need to go lay hands on Chief Apostle head because something happened. She
That's
forgot
right.
how to call me. Can y'all hear this? All over the world, hear this. He asked me to begin to teach you all, to tell you he's not an it, he's a person. Holy
yeah.
Spirit is the third person in the Godhead body. What's the Godhead body? Father, Son,
That's
and
right.
Holy Ghost. So when you need him, call him, say, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. And when you come, you're going to begin to speak in a new language. Speak
yes.
today. As I lay hands on you, receive now. Receive now. This Pentecost, what better day because it is Pentecost. And it was translated from the Greek. And now, Yeshua HaMashiach has come forth and said, he has placed forth in us himself. Receive today, this 2020. You should have, you know, when you go to the optometrist, they check to see if you have 2020 vision. Well, whether
That's
you
right.
have 2020 vision, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm never dog day. Just go to your hydrant right now. Run your hands up on it. Get some water. And I speak to that water shall turn to oil. If you have oil at home, put the oil on your eyes. You want 2020? Put oil. Lay hands on yourself. And you shall recover. Just as we're talking 2020
yes.
in the date, let's get 2020 in the vision of hearing Holy Spirit. Let's get the vision.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, it's like fire. It's like
yes.
fire. I speak shalom in your home, wherever there's been confusion. Come out in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach of Nazareth. We send you to a dark place. And vision open up. That which
yes.
you have been looking for, begin to receive it. For there is a fire. There's a light, Matthew 5, a light that's sitting on the hill where the life he wants you to become today. And every time you walk somewhere,
yeah.
they're going to be looking. Now, what happened? You'll pass someone and say, what happened? And they will say, girl, you know, I had a headache. My headache go. But see, they're not going to know who you are. But your light, which is the anointing, the power in you, would have come forth because you have been infilled with Holy Spirit. Oh, he's going to awaken in you. And you'll pass someone, your anointing shall destroy the yokes that's in their lives, the sickness.
Amen.
Receive it right now. Receive it right now. This is the hour for miracles.
Yes,
it's
yes.
the hour for miracles.
Yes.
Think now. It started off, everything was closed up, but when it came for Pentecost today, many, many congregations are open. Many persons are open. If you're home, you're in church. What you mean you're in church? Because, see, he came, I believe, and allowed this to happen. So many of us can
yes.
stop saying, you going to church on Sunday? You going to church on Sabbath? And I'm saying, going to church. The older
of our leaders are saying, when are we going to get our young folk to be taught? You are the church.
Amen.
So you can't go. That's the place that we dwell. When I go in to Adia, there's such a presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And I want to, I'm the church, I go in that joy with the very presence of the Lord. There's a shalom in there, the peace of our Abba, our Father, the peace of Jesus,
glory.
Yeshua, the Messiah, the anointed one, is present. Can you hear now? Hear what Holy Spirit is saying.
Yes.
This is all that we as the church will move forth, because at this Moedim, somebody at home said Moedim, it means time, God's time, that we now are preparing to become kingdom. Kingdom. We have a king, and the king set forth himself. And now he says, time for my kingdom. We must become the kingdom. And as a king has kingdom, that's why it's so awesome when the man of God, our apostle, could call just little me and said, will you come and be with us tomorrow? Well, he asked for kingdom. You see, when you won by yourself the church, you by yourself, you solo.
Amen.
But when it's kingdom coming into the church, that means we all are here together. And all the loved ones that I heard on this radio, this broadcast, it was such a blessing of the Lord, because, see, kingdom stood up. The king said, my children speak for me. And I've heard the children speak for him. Let the trumpet of Zion roar, the shofar in us. We're the shofar roaring right now. Then let me share one, two things with you. If you don't mind, I want you to recognize something. What this Pentecost, because we all recognize Malachi, the third chapter, 10th and 11th verse. Well, because we are in our separate places, and with permission of the Apostle Spencer, I want to encourage you.
Amen.
Send an offering.
Hey.
Send your Pentecost. Because if you go back and look at Leviticus 23:15-22, it says, when you go in, don't go empty handed now. Make sure you have a blessing in your hands, all right? It's a day of Pentecost. And watch how that blessing, which is a seed, you're getting ready to sow a seed into good ground with ADM. And as you sow the seed, you say, well, what is that all about, your car? Well, let me tell you. There's a blessing. Malachi, we use all the time. But at this particular time, when we honestly bless the house, bless our leader, watch what's going to take place for us. Let me give you about 7 things.
Amen.
And then I'm going to come to a close. One, when we seed and we place this awesome seed sowing into the good ground of ADM, because we're here, and to be able to be a part of one another all over this world and celebrating Pentecost today, don't you forget, when sun come down this day, go out if you can into your yard. If you can go out and just raise your hand and begin to shout, and it is so, everything that you have promised us, oh Father God, because I have seen it, I have been obedient, I receive. Now let me give you what you're going to receive, and it's for your family that's far off as you desire. Even as we're speaking now, Spirit said, seed, say a word on behalf for our President of these United States. Father God, we thank you right now that the President of these United States, this 2020, this vision of you, Pentecost, we've had now three
33,333 times, 5780. We speak salvation into our president and as far as he desires. Now,
amen.
Look what you can have. Number one, and when Holy Spirit came upon the people, they did receive power. Somebody said power. Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost power. They're laying hands on the sick. You watch now. As you speak in this new tongue and you allow to come forth, allow him to come forth. Let him come in you. Let him come in you. Now, just have faith. You say, well, I did and I didn't speak but two words. Good. Today is today and the rest of this week. By next first day Sunday, you're going to be speaking with so many sounds of words from heaven. It's going to fill your temple. It will fill your home. We're sending it out all over the world. Here now. Number one is power. You get ready to have power to overcome problems and sickness and bondage that might have been yours. You won't have it anymore. We decree it. Number two, shalom, which is peace. You're going to have peace to face any conflict, large or small. You don't care what it is. Why? Because I now have power of Holy Spirit in me. Number three, protection. Yeah, we have our angels all around. And we don't have to, listen, you're not afraid. For you have 2 Timothy in you. And he says that we don't have fear. For perfect love casts out all fear.
Yes.
So now be protected for you and your family. And those who might come and say, I don't know how to handle this right now. I'm just walking and say, will you pray with me? Speak the word to them. And then tell them, fear be gone in Jesus' name. Next, receive the presence of Holy Spirit, not just today, but let him be in your daily walk. Let him be able to be there to give you daily wisdom, strengthening you right now. I heard Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, is he not our provider? It's provision for those of us who will hear what is being stated today in this mighty move on this broadcast. Just receive. If you receive and believe, you shall have it. He said, your every need, not can be, it shall be met.
Yes.
Perfection. We're going to walk in the perfection of our Father through his Son. As Matthew 5:48 says, perfection. In all areas of your life, that which you've had potentials to do, potentials is not doing. It says you have the potential. You could, but you're not. So now we're going to let potentials sit down. And we shall do what we're supposed to do. If you've been told to write that book, if you've been told to go and get that new job, if you've been told to become the new entrepreneur, and you've been saying, I know I hear, but I don't know how. I speak now. Knowledge, wisdom, but out of all you get to do it, Father God shall give you understanding. Trust in him. And the last one, the complete. Become complete today. Prosperity.
Yes.
Providing. Prosperity is going to provide God's favor. If you were here, I know from the time that we open up, and I'm sure since the time you've been going forth at 7 and 8, the number of days that this great broadcast has gone forth all over the world, every nation, every ethnicity, glory to God. Every culture, that's where this wonderful broadcast, my ADM family, taken us and brought us to be one. Please, faith shall be on you. Receive the harvest.
receive the harvest. It's
yours. Amen.
I speak to everyone who might be in pain, who's
yes.
in fear. May you receive now. You don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. We bless you according to Matthew 18:19. We're coming together. Receive
yes.
it now. The word that has come forth, it shall not, it cannot, he will not return void. Oh, how the Lord loves you. I love you. Oh, the presence of our Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's in our place. Yes, the presence of our Lord. He's in this place. Will you say yes? Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, the presence. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
He's in our place. God bless you. We love you. We send you in no other name but his name. Love you. Glory. Jesus is the answer. Shalom. Shalom. Hiya.
Amen. Amen. Listen,
thank
I feel
you.
A strong presence of the Lord right
thank
now,
you.
And I feel a presence of miracles. I feel a presence that
glory.
God ready to do something in your life. I want
yes,
you to do something
is.
For me because I feel the anointing is heavy right now, and
glory.
My God, the Lord probably want to speak to some of your life. He probably want to pray for some of you. I dare you to go ahead
yes.
and press one that is one. Everyone that is on the phone lines, go ahead and press one if that's you that need prayer, need a word spoken. My God, a miracle be shifted. My God,
it's your
if, that's, if you're listening well by internet, you need to hang up. My God, get off the internet. Go ahead and call in at 845-277-9136. Amen. Don't you allow this moment to pass you by. Don't allow this moment to leave you by, because I'm telling you right now, I feel an anointing of miracles. And that's you, my God Almighty. I want you to go ahead and press one on your phone for the Spirit of the Lord to go ahead and pray for
Hallelujah.
You. And we just want to pray for you in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. I don't care where you're calling from, all over the world. It doesn't matter. Amen. This
yes.
ain't the time to worry about who know my voice, who going to listen
Come
in,
on.
Who listening.
Yes.
We don't care about that. My God, because
Woo.
My God, the Father want to get something to you. Amen. My God, I declare and decree
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, if there's any hindrance that trying to hinder
mm-hmm.
someone for moving forward,
Hallelujah.
But they can get their blessings, we break it in
yes.
the name of
yes.
Jesus. This is your day for
this is
impartation, for miracles, for the Spirit of Yahweh to come upon you in the name of Jesus, for a paradigm shift to begin to happen, and your language is going to become different, your walk is going to become different, your life is going to become different in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we're going to bless the living God. Listen, when I call, when you're going to hear a beep, that when we let you in, and I'm going to call out the last four digits of your phone number, and you will be on the air. Amen. God bless you. We're going to go to our first caller. God bless you, caller. You're on the air. Last four digits is 0186. God bless you.
God bless you. I just need prayer.
Amen. Dr. Yakar.
Father God, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. And Father God, as she said, she just needs prayer. So we're going to take the need out, and we're going to place your precious name in. And every situation that's surrounding her, we send the seven to her that she might receive. Now open up the word of the Lord and receive it. It's yours.
Yes, y'all. Bless you, daughter.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, daughter.
Thank you.
Bless
Thank
you, daughter.
Hallelujah.
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 And it is so.
Hallelujah. Thank
pick
you,
up
Jesus.
Your word now. Woo,
yes.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank
glory
you.
Be to God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen.
And as you keep worshiping the Lord, I see in the Spirit of God, as God taking me into your dwelling places, I see even the Holy Ghost going to get ready to rebaptize you. I see a spiritual baptism going to go on in the Holy Ghost for your life. You, everything about you going to begin to be changed. It's things that you even been praying for that God take it away. I even see the Holy Ghost washing your spirit, even washing you. This day of Pentecost, I speak fire into your home now.
Hallelujah.
As the Spirit of God begins to dwell inside
Hallelujah.
Your home, as the Holy Ghost begins to breathe inside
Hallelujah.
Of you in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Father, I pray and I declare and
Hallelujah.
Decree that even now, in the midst
Hallelujah.
Of a home or wherever she at in the world, back.
Yes,
now with the Holy Ghost, fulfill her now with the Holy Ghost. And when she begins to open up her mouth, her word's going to be different. Our language is going to be different. Our mind is going to be different. In the name of Jesus, even our past, my God, it is destroyed. Even things that been holding on to her from hurt and disappointment, we uprooted it now out of her life in the name of Jesus, my God Almighty, you might as well run on.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise on
Hallelujah.
I feel, go ahead and worship Him. I feel your worship right now. In the, go ahead and give Him glory. Go ahead and lift Him up. You go ahead and God has prayed
you
this far.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He didn't bring you this far to leave you. He ain't going
to
leave you. God said, my daughter, you've been holding on. And now this is the time I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. You already made the step. And God said, I'm going to make the, I'm going to finish completing the way for you. You go ahead and give your father a praise because he don't heard your cry. You felt all alone, but my father said, you have not been alone. I heard your cry, and I am that I say. I am in your life. Get ready, daughter of Zion, because I even hear the Spirit of the Lord says, as he begins to speak to me now, I see the Spirit of the Lord over your spirit and say, you're going to minister, you're going to preach, you're going to share the gospel. I didn't bring you this for to leave you. I didn't deliver you to, my God Almighty, out of the hands of the enemy, out of the hands of depression, out of the hands of suicidal thoughts, out of the hands of rejection. He said, I didn't bring you this for you to sit on a wayside. Get ready to walk in as a strong tower before me. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. You go ahead and be blessed. I don't know about you, but if it's my God, if you are listening in, don't you miss a move. Don't sit by on the wayside that I wish I shoulda, I coulda. You gotta leave that I wish I shoulda and I coulda family alone, and you begin to move forth because God ready to break something up in your life. I feel that anointing. I feel a shift in the Holy Ghost. You better press one. My God Almighty, this ain't the time you ain't got no congregation, my God, to see who all looking and put on a show. No, baby, this is you in the Holy Ghost, in your house, in your home. This is your time of miracle. This is your time of prophetically decreeing and declare in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, let's go back to the next caller. Caller, you're on the air. 0367. God bless you.
God bless you. I just called in. I just wanted prayer.
Amen.
Glory to God.
There you go.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Woman of God, would you
Hallelujah.
Just lift your hand out before you?
Yes.
And as you lift your hands before you, feel the very presence of our Lord. That which honestly is concerning you in your heart, I want to speak to you. And then I want you to learn to put on the armor See, when we start putting on the armor according to Ephesians, things that been getting to us can't get to us. I just want to speak to you, and then the great men of God can pray. But this is what I'm hearing, is that you wake up mornings and you don't put on the helmet of salvation. You don't put on the breastplate. You see what I'm saying? Just keep your hands out now, because I speak what he's showing me. Then you got to keep the shield of faith up. And you got to understand that the breastplate will come forth in righteousness, but it's going to be a belt of truth that's got to come. See, your belt of truth have not been as tight as it should. See, when the belt of truth is not tight like it's supposed to be, it's easy for negative to get in. But I decree to you today, if you tighten it by putting it on every morning or every night, watch what's going to happen. Your feet... let it walk in peace. He said, this peace I give you, not as the world. Receive it. Amen? And it shall become well. Again, get your manual. See, I could give you all these things, but until you pick the manual up and began to hold on to what he says, I could give you a whole lot of principles. And you say, your car told me 5 different things, but it's not happening. It's because you've got to begin to have that true relationship, then that fellowship that belongs to you. Don't let this Pentecost 2020 keep you from receiving. Amen? It's for you to receive. I love you and I bless you. Higher motion. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Woman of God, do you have a church home that you are congregating with?
Excuse me?
Do you have a church home that you are? Yes, you do. Oh, amen. Yes. Great. Amen. And you stay connected to your church home for you can continue to walk into the things of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless you.
That's it.
And the instructions that Dr. Yukar gave from the Holy Ghost, that's what it is. And I just want to let you know, the Holy Spirit says, stop beating yourself up that you are not in a place within him.
Come on.
Stop being hard on yourself. Amen. He loves you. That is why your life has been unfolded with the blessings of him. Even though you're not where you want to be, God said, you stay the course, you're going to be where he chose for you to be in his timing.
Let
my
him
God
do.
Oh, the word of God begins to share like a dust to you, in his timing. And Jesus saying, it's will going to happen. Stay faithful, stay the course, and you're going to surely see that things in your life going to turn around, even your finances, says the living God. I feel the Holy Ghost. It is a blessing, saints of God, and I just thank God, my God Almighty. Let's go to the next caller. God bless you. 5600, you on the air. God bless you.
Good morning. I'm just praying for a reset. I'm just praying for a reset.
Reset. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, you heard your son. And everything that need to come out, that the reset can come in, I speak it now. I declare, I decree that he shall not hear by the natural ear, but he shall hear by revelative knowledge.
Yes.
He that has an ear, let him hear what Holy Spirit says.
Yes.
And that his salvation is being built greater than ever before. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding in all your ways now. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. We bless you in Yeshua's name. Apostle Spencer.
He said, as the Holy Ghost led you to say and to speak, that this reset here, that you're going to hear from the Spirit of God and not from our natural intellect, and you'll be able to move forward into the things that God already have set in your life. Amen. Amen. Don't push away a relationship that God is trying to help you with and trying to mold you. Because even in the midst of reset, he will connect you to help expose the things that need to be resetted. And we got to embrace what God put in our life because it's for our good. So we can walk into the things of God. Father, I am speak, my
Thank
God Almighty. My God, the name of Jesus. Father, we speak it, and it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to go to the next caller. God bless you, caller. You're on the air at 6993. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good
God
morning.
Bless you guys. I'm just asking for prayer for me and my brothers.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You and your brothers. Yes. So I'm going to go with you and your brothers to Matthew 18:19. It says, where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing on the same, he'll be the Father God in the midst. And whatever you ask, in his son's name. So, Father, I'm asking in your son's name for he and his brothers, for the financial need, for the job that they're seeking. But better still, Father, for he and his brothers, there is an entrepreneurship. That they will meet someone and help them learn how to do that, that they may run their own business, but you will be the head of everything that he and his brothers shall do.
Oh.
And we thank you for it, Father, for this is the time. Some folks think COVID-19 is to destroy. But the enemy didn't know what he was doing when he brought COVID-19 because we have placed Psalms 91 on him. And we have the power and authority.
Yes.
So, young brothers, my young brothers, walk circumspectly before the Lord and receive all that he has for you. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name. I thank you, Father. Great apostle. I'll say to my young.
Amen. All I can say is shalom, my brother. May peace be unto you. The Lord has spoken. It is so. Amen. And amen. We go to the next caller. God bless you, caller. You're on the air. 8885. God bless you.
My.
God bless you, caller. You're on the air. 8885. God bless you. You're on.
Mama.
Nevertheless, we give God the glory, we give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
And we just thank him and lift him up on this Pentecost Sunday. And I too believe that many of you that
thank
are listening in, especially all over the world, as God begins to bless, even as the young man called the reset, and I think that was a word for all of us all over the world, because we all at some time could use to be reset. I truly thank you. I thank you, God, that you are my God Almighty, for bringing the word of God and an anointing that causing a shift to go into the lives of others all over the world to bring a shaking inside their home and inside their souls. Amen. Any final remarks, Dr. Yukar?
No, all I can say, great is thy faithfulness.
Yeah.
And from morning to morning, new mercies, we shall see. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, people of God, children of God, all over the world. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad.
Hallelujah.
I love you until we meet again. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Shalom also to you once again, families and friends. I want you to keep tuning in, keep plugging in with ADM Ministry. We stand on the wall. We stand in prayer. We stand in the word of God. We are not going to come off. Amen. And we're going to push even harder. I thank God for you all for tuning in into our summer, our Sunday broadcast. Amen. And I'm pretty sure that you was blessed if you came looking for the blessing. Nevertheless, we're going to be rocking the house tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with our evangelist with the word of God. We're going to start off our week commanding our morning. Every promise and everything that God said to you, your family, even, my God Almighty, generations that was before you, it's going to hit your house because miracles is right here and right now. Until this time, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time by ADM Ministry from Apostle Temple and my beautiful wife, Leticia Spencer, and the family of ADM. We say shalom. Peace be unto you. We love you all. God bless
you. And I held on to, and I never, never.